there was a fierce dog in the Forbin City. It didn't like Floppy. The fierce dog growled and barked, but Floppy didn't want to fight. "Stop it," shouted Chip. Some women ran up and grabbed the dogs. The children were worried. "Oh, help," said Chip. The woman took the children and Floppy to the emperor. They were... "What are you doing in the Forbidden Sea?" he shouted. "People are not allowed in here." The emperor called his soldiers. "Put them in prison," he shouted. "That will teach them to come to the Forbidden City." "I think we've upset him," said Biff. The emperor had two children. They were twins, and they looked exactly the same. One of them pointed to the children. The twins wanted to play with Kipper. "I will put you in prison tomorrow," said the emperor. "Today, you can play with the twins." "Hooray," said the twins. The twins had never played with other children. They didn't know how to play football. One of the twins kicked Madam. "Ow," said Madam. That was my leg." Suddenly, the ball rolled away and fell down a gutting. "Oh, no," said the twins. "Now the ball is lost." Both of the twins began to cry. Biff and Nadim pulled up the grudding. Nadim could see some stick. He began to go down them. "Hurry up," said Biff. "We don't want the emperor to put us in prison." Nadim went into a big cellar. It was full of cobwebs and dust. Nadim called the others. "Look at these giant bars," he said. "They look like Grand's bars." Some people came into the cellar. They were the emperor's servants. They didn't like the emperor. They had barrels of gunpowder because they wanted to blow up the palace. The children were frightened. They hid inside the vase. The people didn't see them. "We will come back and blow up the palace tonight," said a man.